sudden trucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to lightning, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, y'all. This here's Buck Naked, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways, back again for this week's Huttin' Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Huttin' Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as a Texas summer. Come on over. We're about to hit 38 plus centigrade days. So let's get on to our top truckers this week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, jumping around like them noisy crickets in the field, Commander El Nevio took the lead this week and jumped 42,613 light years. Commander Millstone Barn had fun with his trigger finger this week, turning the despicably dirty do-batter Don Antonacci and his band of pathetic pirates into space dust. He racked up over 35.7 million credits worth of bounties while tearing the engines out of every one of the Don ships. Running missions faster than a summer romance with a case of gin, Commander Cecil B. Trumpington took the lead and tallied up 1,001 mission points this week. Loading up the new trailer attachment to the rear of a Lacon Type 9 and filling it to the brim, Commander Mindwipe hauled almost 105,000 tons of cargo around the galaxy yet again. Most of it even got delivered to the right people. Driving the Huttin' Hackney this week, the old gin-infused Cecil delivered 694 passengers to the nearest pubs with ample stocks of gin. He earned a 1.5-star rating on his driving skills, but a full 5 stars for picking the best pubs. At least he's good for something, even when most say he's good for nothing. Now, some of y'all thought you could take a shortcut on the old Huttin' Run. Well, that don't sit well with Buck. The Huttin' Run is a time-honored challenge to jump into the system at Alpha Centauri and travel that 0.22 light years straight out to Huttin' Orbital. In a regular spaceship, not a fleet carrier. Much like the race challenges in the past, such as the Bandit and Snowman running 400 cases of Coors beer from Texarkana back to Atlanta, and the Cannonball Run zooming across the United States from New York City to Los Angeles, you don't get to use shortcuts. What fun would it have been if one of them simply chartered a flight? Nope. Ain't no challenge in that. Lacon Spaceways employs only the finest programmers and time trackers, though, and those who thought they'd snaked their way into the top echelon have simply disappeared instead. Many thanks especially to Antarius Fusion for his tireless work on the Huttin' Helper in keeping the sanctity of the run and all of our other challenges. Thus, for this week, I'll only mention that our fastest run to Huttin' Orbital is held by Commander Brett Riverboat in 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. That time can be beat, but Are you willing to do it the honest way and light up the sky? If so, download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy that come with an intergalactic chessboard that connects straight to Commander Hanky so you can get your butt whooped.